Hey, good morning. 8:13, Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid?
Yes. Happy Monday, I guess. Let's see, today we got some sun this morning, then it's going to be cloudy. We got a chance for some rain this afternoon, high of 40. Tonight, more rain, mixing with snow, low of 32. Tomorrow, chance for some rain, then partly sunny, high of 37. It's kind of crap out. Crap.
Yeah. Not really much to do when it's crappy out.
No.
Like, figure that out this week. Actually, this weekend wasn't too bad.
No, it was a great weekend.
Yeah, it was.
But now, I guess I'd rather have it be nice during the weekend and crappy during the week while we're at work.
So does this mean we're going to have a long summer, or is winter going to happen in, like, June?
I don't even know anymore.
You know?
I tried to listen to what that gopher said, but yeah. Or woodchuck, wherever the hell he is.
He's in there rolling die, man. He doesn't know.
Gonna get clack. I'm going to mess with these white folks.
Yeah, spring's coming.
No, it's not.
He's gig.
Yeah, he's morons.
Listening to me, I'm a gopher.
For God's sakes. I don't even have thumbs. I'm not going to tell you what it is. Anyway, yeah, so it's going to be crap this week. We'll figure it out. Let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden Center in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden Center,
your best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? What's she up? Actually called us on yeah. Friday because we asked if she would be our Valentine, and she calls and said, yes, of course,
I will brightened be your Valentine. Brightened our day right up.
Yes.
Yep.
That was our Valentine. I love it. Speaking of Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have to get a recap on your old show.
I got a story for you. Yeah. Oh, my God. Hilarious. It was perfect. It's sexy and funny all at the same time.
Okay.
But speaking of Valentine's Day and getting sexy, there's a 35-year-old guy named Gary DeNoia in Jersey City.
Gary.
He has been in a committed relationship for the past 2 years with a ghost named Lisa.
Oh.
So Gary is in a relationship with a ghost named Lisa.
Is this kind of like the Manti Te'o kind of thing?
I think this is worse.
Yeah.
It turns out that even if you're having sex with a supernatural being, you still need to spice things up every once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
So Gary and Lisa the ghost went all out for Valentine's Day. First, they ate popcorn and ice cream sundaes because, quote, we both think that going out on Valentine's Day is overpriced and overrated.
Okay.
It's a very reasonable ghost girlfriend. And they watched their favorite movie, quote, which ironically is Ghost.
Just Ghost. I knew it.
Swayze.
Oh, boy.
That sexy pottery scene. Come on now.
Oh, boy.
That'll get everyone hot and hot under the collar there. Then Gary and his ghost Lisa had their first threesome with one of Lisa's ghost friends, Sadie.
No. She was pissed, probably.
Gary said, quote, it was Lisa's idea for the threesome. Of course it was.
Yeah.
Her only rule is she doesn't want me kissing her friend.
Somebody keep an eye on this guy.
There's a picture of Gary and, I guess, Lisa. He's got his arm around Lisa.
You know, he kind of looks like a normal guy.
No, he doesn't.
No?
Not even. I would see this guy be like, oh, yeah, that guy has sex with ghosts.
Yeah.
So it looks like Gary had a wonderful Valentine's Day.
How awkward would it be to hang around this guy? He keeps talking to his ghost girlfriend.
What do you think, Lisa?
Okay, you want a Bluetooth or something? Like, what is this guy talking
I'm not
about?
Talking. I'm talking to Lisa. Oh, well, you're just talking to air, so
she
I don't.
In the bathroom? Where am I?
And how do you have intercourse with a ghost?
Guy's like, I don't feel much. There's not a lot of feeling. I mean, what is he doing? Is humping air?
I honestly don't know how this works. Can we get Gary on the phone and ask him about this? Do you think he'd talk about it? I mean, he talked about the threesome. I just think that's such a guy thing to say that your ghost girlfriends had the idea for the threesome.
Right.
It wasn't you. You're not the weird pervert here. No, it's Lisa, your ghost girlfriend, who's like, yeah, let's bring another chick in.
Yeah. I'm going to be most excited when the guy gets a divorce because I want to hear what happened.
No,
yeah, she was a real bitch. You know.
I hope he wore a condom, though. You don't want those ghost STDs. That threesome with that ghost gave me herpes.
Oh,
damn it.
No.
Should have wrapped it up. Always wrap it up. Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Good morning.
I know it is warming up. It's going to be kind of crappy, but I think we are still very excited. I think we're going to luck out and get some ice fishing done. It's going to happen, man.
At some point here.
It's going to happen. Obviously, the Rippin' Lips ice fishing trip with Hunter and myself is back. You can join the Plan B Morning Show with our fishing guides from Clearwater Meats. And every winner is going to get a a tackle box with the gift certificate and gear from Tackle Haven off Riverview Road in Benton Harbor. We're going to hit the water. We're going to figure it out either way.
Yeah, regardless, we're fishing.
We're going to make it happen. We're going to drink some beer. We're going to tell some dirty jokes, and we're going to go fishing. That's what you do.
Sounds like a good time.
Oh, it's going to be a great time. Now, the online portion to submit your photo for the Big Catch Contest brought to you by the Southwestern Michigan Tours Council is over. However, you can still go vote. So if you got a buddy on there or if a friend is on there, go check it out. Go vote for him. You can do that at WIRX.com.
If you just want to see some sweet pictures of some people catching massive fish.
There's some awesome photos on there. We got, I think, 20 people this year. That's killer, man. Some great things. So go vote on that. Now, if you still want to be a part of it, you can still sign up at Joey C's Pizzeria in Benton Harbor and Lumberjack. Jack's downtown St. Joe in the basement of Bound for Freedom. You can do that until Wednesday. Mm-hmm. All right. After bid, we're going to pick winners. We're going to announce them on Friday. So get yourself signed up. Go vote online and then join us because we're going to have a great time. The Rippin' Lips ice fishing trip with Hunter, with me, the Plan B Morning Show. It's going to be an awesome time.
Awesome time.
Ripped
Can't wait
lips.
For some lip.
Ripped some lips. All right. We'll be back right now. Ooh. Hey, this is a song we would play in the XLB.
That's right.
XLB.
XLB.
There we got it, man.
Seventh inning stretch.
Right here. Chicks doing yoga stretches.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh. It's WIRX. Brock 107 WIRX. Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up?
The lovely Kiki.
It's me.
It's me.
It's me.
It's Mario.
Did you get your selfie taken yet?
Yes. I did.
It looks so cute.
Take it. Posted here in just a moment.
Kiki goes, don't look at me. I'm taking my selfie.
Come on, call her out. Selfie. Tell her what you're going to do.
I was going to take a photo before she took her photo. Her headphones weren't plugged in. Her headphones weren't plugged in
I
yet.
I didn't realize they weren't plugged in, though. It's not my fault. It wasn't my fault.
You turn my headphones up, I'm not getting this.
It's like the DJ, the somebody's right. Video, and he's got nothing plugged
and
into his board.
He's jamming out like he's just
getting it, killing records, it.
Crushing it. Goes from the one to the two. I'm going to do is I'm going to clap it up for Kiki.
Thank you.
I'm going to clap it up. You know
why?
Thank you. Valentine's Day talent show was a hit. Before we get to it, though, folks, I want you to understand. Sometimes people put so much pressure on relationships. You put so much pressure on Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. Valentine's Day, when this was all supposed to go down, right? When the Kiki talent show was supposed to take place, she ended up throwing out her neck.
Oh, God.
So on Valentine's
what are you doing?
Day.
Headbanging during one of your shows?
Been gay and heating pads on me all weekend.
She took a shower, and then she got out of the shower and goes, oh, my neck.
Oh, God.
So on Valentine's Day, nothing actually happened except for me getting her a heating pad and some ice. I'm not going to lie. I was like, oh, man.
Oh, I could tell he was,
the show
too.
Was canceled.
The show
was
postponed.
I was apologizing to him for something that happened by accident that I was in pain for. I just kept apologizing to him.
Did he get a rain
but
check?
I knew he was so
I did get a rain check.
Rain delay.
Say, I'm going to give my lovely wife so much credit because Saturday went down. I had a front row seat, brother. Let me tell you. So here's how, and again, folks, you got to laugh. You got to have fun. Don't put too much pressure on it.
Well, because I'm pretty awkward. This is
very awkward.
This was a very... You know.
Oh, out of your comfort zone.
Out of my comfort zone.
So it starts off me sitting on the couch waiting. And she goes, all right, keep your eyes closed. And then as she's ready to do phase one of the talent show. Now, there was three portions of this show with brief intermissions in between for costume changes. So here's
you guys
here's
have a
one.
Comedian come in halfway
yeah,
through
to keep the crowd up. You know,
he's like 15 minutes from you, man.
There was a house band in between.
He kept it a tight 5-minute set.
Right.
She goes, all right, are you ready? I said, yes, I'm ready. So as she's coming down the stairs, she tells Alexa to play a song. Here's the funny part, though, is that she's so awkward and she was laughing so hard that she couldn't tell it. So she went, Alexa, play. And I'm like, and then I start laughing. She goes, Alexa, play Hot. And then she starts laughing again. She was trying to get Alexa to play Hot for Teacher.
Okay, I was going to ask the song.
Hot for Teacher. So after about 3 minutes of her
hysterically
laughing.
See, dressed up as a teacher.
Yes, she was a naughty teacher to start. So she came out with a wig on. It was a red wig, which she actually used for a Chucky costume. So that kind of threw me off
weird.
A little bit.
All right.
So I was like, okay, I know the hair. I got there. But she was in a sexy teacher outfit, you know, the skirt.
Okay,
and the
you don't have to give too much
detail. I'm giving all the details.
Oh, my God.
Go full blown here. And why did you
actually
pick teacher?
Actually, I have photos, too. Here, we'll just post those as well.
Yeah, we'll just post those online. Let's go to a clip.
Brock have a thing for teachers? Is that why you picked the teacher route?
Yeah. It's well, one of my favorite scenes from any cinematic classic is the strip club scene from Varsity Blues.
Yeah.
So she came out.
They always talk about how he's got, like, you know, every guy's got that hot teacher back in the day.
And she also had a little whip, like a little belt. Well. And apparently I was a bad student. And so she gave me a couple little whips.
I did not realize you were going to tell this much detail. I just thought you were going to say it's a success.
No, it's full detail. And that's just the first, that's just phase one.
So phase two, she comes out in an orange jumpsuit.
No, phase two, it's wrong side of the law. Yeah. Phase two was she was a bad cop. So
I don't know who's she, because these are all three different women.
Oh, yeah.
And I was not there. I wasn't there.
What the cop outfit look like?
So the cop, she had a bob wig. Okay. It was a white wig. She got that one out. And a leather jacket with some...
God.
I could say it. Yeah, it was crotchless pantyhose.
Oh, okay.
That's what she was wearing.
All right, crotchless
and I'm going to tell you what, her baton was not a regulation police baton.
No, it was shaped like a wiener, wasn't it?
It was. And
oh my God, I can't be in here.
Oh my God.
And I was handcuffed at this portion of it. So it was, that's all I'll say.
Damn, lady.
She is mortified right
now. Wow. All right, phase three.
She was a bad cop getting information out of me. So that happened.
Wow.
And I, believe me, I sang like a canary.
And you're not tired at this point.
No, still good because the breaks helped. I had Gatorade during the intermission.
All right.
And then,
did you have a fluffer?
No fluffer. Okay. No fluffer. I just kind of sat there and I kept playing. She's like, think of another song to play in the background. So I'm there like, Alexa, play Stranglehold. Like, I'm trying to think of sexy songs. Typo negative. That was on there. That was good stuff. Now, phase three.
She comes out as Jack Nicholson from The Shining.
No.
Close.
Good option.
His greatest fantasy ever.
I have a thing
you came out as Aaron Rodgers, you sick son of a bitch. Oh, my God. So she came out with a beard.
Yes.
She had the right. Full football itch and she did a couple plays, hiked the football. No.
Oh my God.
I'll just tell you right now, I got a thing for vampires. I have a thing for
weird
vampires.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Thing.
So she came out in that new lingerie that you have.
Was that crotchless?
No.
This was the sexy obstacle course.
It was.
Oh.
And then she had the vampire. She had a red wig. And then the vampire teeth. So I'm telling you at this point, ready to go. But the only funny part is she didn't have the teeth glue, so she had to keep her mouth closed.
So I was like doing this, you
and,
know?
And there was at one point where she's being sexy and showing me the teeth, but she also had to
suck
like
at
a night guard, like a, you know.
A mouth guard.
Mouth guard in.
Oh, nice.
But I did get it was very erotic. It was topical.
Honey, just a little toothy on that last one. All right.
I give it a 9.5. I still got wood. It was great. No, Kiki, it was
9.5.
Okay, I'll give you a really it's like 6.
He's being nice.
A decent 6. I'm saying me.
You. Oh my gosh. I thought you were rating my performances.
No, it was a 10. And the quote was from Varsity Blues. You kind of wrote it, but anyway. It was amazing. It was a fantastic show. I got to give it up to you. Even with the sore neck, she came back and she gave it her all.
I was limited with that neck.
Yes.
Pictures.
You did great.
Pictures or it didn't happen.
Prove it. No, we'll actually we'll have a Facebook collage a little bit.
We'll do it. We'll do a WIRX.com scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
Just go on there and just see if we can find them.
And needless to say, It was a great Valentine's Day, or Saturday after Valentine's, post-Valentine's Day. Nice job.
Thank you.
Nice job. My favorite was the vampire, I will tell you that.
Yeah, what'd you dress up as? A chiropractor to pop her neck?
Yes, as a doctor, because definitely, I just had to bring her soup and pain meds at the end of that. So it was fantastic. You
Much
did great.
Appreciated.
Well done. Well done.
Thank you.
But I don't know what you're going to do next year.
Aaron Rodgers,
that's it.
I can't go out in public for a while now. I cannot believe you told that much.
I'm sorry. I figured you'd be okay with everyone knowing.
I don't know how I feel right now.
A little. I mean, you are kind of red. A little bit.
Did you guys do it three times?
There was a mix in there.
Oh.
So it was kind of good. She kind of blue-balled me a little bit in between. She's like, all right, I'll be right back. I'm like, this is a horrible time for a costume change. Come on now. Anyway, your comedian for today is Drew Lynch. Hey, good morning. 8:51, Brock Hunter, the lovely Kiki.
You uploading some photos, are you, over there?
You're not quite as red as embarrassed. Did I embarrass you?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
She's like,
I think that would be embarrassing for anyone.
It's like my mom listens to this.
I did as soon as we got off the air. I reminded you that our parents listen to this show.
I'm sure our parents have done freaky deaky stuff.
I just don't want to know, and I don't want them to know. That's
how you got here.
I want them to lie to me. I want them to lie to me.
No, you're still virgins.
I was
immaculate conception. It just is. You were a virgin. Dad's a virgin. I don't want to hear about it.
Can't wait till that day after Thanksgiving when you guys come back. Like, dude, the table was awkward this year. They brought up that break.
Oh, Kiki, see, you didn't bring your baton with you, thank God, to family dinner. By the way, we're going to church every day this week.
No, Mom. What do you think we stuffed the turkey with?
Oh, that's bad.
That's bad. It's bad.
Seriously, though, the baton?
Where'd you get that?
At Romantic.
We got that Romantic.
So question number two, how long is it?
It doesn't make me feel bad. I'll say that. All right. I'm not like, all right, put it away. It's all right.
Yeah, I don't think it's necessary to have something that long. Like as a toy.
Walking a little funny today.
Oh, no. I don't want to talk about this. Let's talk about ice fishing.
We've already talked about ice fishing. We
did? Okay.
We did. Yep, we did. And I told everyone about you just crushing it on the ice.
My first fish.
Yeah, first fish on
tons
the ice.
Tons of nibbles.
Yep.
Did you club it with your baton?
I left the baton at home.
Come here, you damn fish. Wow. Ow. Anyway, no.
I also use it as a trolling motor.
Oh, damn, lady. It's a multi.
Put it on pulsate. We got to get there. We got to get to the special
hole.
It
does have 12 seconds. Go real faster, not as fast.
You guys had, you know, wonder you were feeling a little rough on Saturday. Oh, no, it happened on Saturday. That's why you're so happy yesterday.
It was a great day yesterday. All right. Should we move on, Kiki, so you don't get embarrassed?
She's turning a different shade of red at the moment.
All right, let's do your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency located in Stevensville. Home, car, life, snowmobile, ATV, renter's insurance, baton insurance. He's got it covered. Seriously, if you're a contractor, you need your workers, your equipment covered, you have vacation rentals, Chris will get you covered.
He's got you.
Just call him. He'll do quotes for you. It's great.
Chris.
The same motion you were doing with your hand.
No, it was not. Stop it.
Your dumb vocabulary for today. Let's do.
Please, baton. Sorry, we're not letting this go.
No, never. Never. This is going to be referenced a lot. How about.
So while he's digging. Desperately for a dumb vocabulary.
I know. Should have had this ready.
Did he return a favor at all in any way? And I'm not saying just pure sexual. I mean, did he do anything for you?
You did pick up dinner and some flowers.
Yeah.
And some candies.
Nice.
Friday. Yeah.
Can I tell you guys what I got my wife for Valentine's?
Yes.
You know how you get the flowers and candy and the nice rose petals on the bed? No, not me. You know what I got my wife? A bowling ball. A bowling ball.
Nothing
she
says.
She effing loves it.
I bet she does love it. She's become like quite the bowler.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing says happy Valentine's Day like an 8-pound bowling ball.
I love you.
Honey, I love you.
What did she give you back? Did you also get a ball? A blue one?
Yeah, right. A big blue. Two of them, actually. Yeah, she did return the favor in many ways, good ways. And
atta girl.
Nice.
And, you know, dinner and the whole
Did you guys use a bowling ball?
Yes, right.
She's also walking funny today.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
This has been the worst. I apologize to everyone. Oh, this man. Got derailed so fast.
Oh, my
fast.
God. The bedroom talk in here is just on a different level this morning. Yeah,
that's
holy
why we went
cow.
With the 8-pound.
Yeah. Thank goodness. Yeah. What's the circumference?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Should we do Dumbo Kids?
Yeah, sorry, Chris.
Kiki is literally crying right
now.
I am.
I'm mortified. I think I should just go home.
Your dumb vocabulary for today, Willy Whiskers.
Willy Whiskers.
Ew, those are the hairs on your willy?
Oh.
On a man's willy? Is that right?
Yeah, it's got to be right.
Is wait. It?
The whiskers.
If you don't manscape, you're going to have some willy whiskers.
You're right. It's the pubes.
Pubes, bro.
Yeah. Example. I trimmed my Willy Whiskers before Valentine's Day.
For your
did.
Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My buddy's got a shirt and he wears it all the time. It says, I shaved my balls for this. He wears it out all the time. It's great.
Is that Justin?
That's, of course it's Justin. Yeah. Hey, there you go.
Makes it look bigger.
Yeah, it does. It adds an inch or two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bigger bush. Jesus.
Clean up those Willy Whiskers.
Please.
We appreciate it.
Thanks, yeah, Kiki. Yeah.
That's to the ladies, too. The love of God.
Clean up your Willy Whiskers?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
What kind of woman are you?
Just got back from Thailand.
Jesus. The screaming.